From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on The Field Trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with the most interesting people in arts and entertainment in the San Francisco Bay Area and Marin County. I'll chat with artists and singers, actors, writers, directors, and musicians, some of the people who make the Bay Area such a fun and fabulous place to live. So, let's get right to it. My guest today is a California girl whose theater performances have graced the stage at New York's Lincoln Center and LA's Mark Taper Forum. Locally, she's won 6 Dramalong Awards for her theater work and been nominated twice for the prestigious Bay Area Critics Circle Award for her work with such companies as San Jose Rep, Marin Theater Company, The Magic Theater, Berkeley Rep. One performance that particularly stands out for me is her madcap role a couple of years ago in the play Model Apartment at the Jewish Theater. You may have seen her on TV in shows such as Law and Order and Picket Fences, or in films like Josh Kornbluth's Haiku Tunnel. Right this moment, she's joining us from her dressing room backstage before tonight's performance at Berkeley's Aurora Theatre, where she's currently starring in the role of Susan in their new hit comedy called Collapse. She's a tiny sprite of a girl with a massive stage presence, or what my old British mum would call a little girl with a big mouth on her. Please welcome Miss Amy Resnick. Amy.
That was great.
Well, it's true, isn't it?
That's very funny.
Well, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Let's talk about Collapse first. For those who haven't seen it, it concerns a young Minneapolis couple who are wrestling with fertility issues and his angst in the wake of the 2007 Interstate Bridge collapse when suddenly her whacked-out sister Susan arrives uninvited from California. Amy, tell us a bit about Susan. She's certainly one disturbed puppy.
Well, I guess it depends on your point of view. I guess when you're playing her, I think of her as a sick puppy. But she's the person who always messes up in her family and tries very, very hard and has always been underground, I think, with everything that she's worked for public access television. She's worked for environmental rights and done a lot of activist work. So she's not successful in the way that perhaps her mother would think one should be successful monetarily, but she certainly is passionate about her life and the causes in her life.
She certainly is passionate, right from the moment she arrives.
Yeah.
She's toting a great big suitcase.
Yeah, her entire life, practically. That's what the play's about, really, when one reaches bottom, when one reaches a place of no escape. What does one do when one's life falls apart? And basically, that's what happens to her. She loses her job. She loses her apartment. I suspect she loses a relationship. And Sheriff hauls her belongings out onto the street in the middle of the night. And she comes home to find that and has literally not a penny to her name.
Sounds like the life of an actor.
Like, it's exactly. I had a lot to pull from.
Yeah, I was going to get to that. Tell me a little bit about you.
I've showed up on people's doorsteps with large suitcases before.
I think that's what actors do. Tell me this. Were you born and raised in the Bay Area, Amy?
Yeah, I was. I was actually born in Oakland. Lived in Oakland for a few years, and then parents moved to the East Bay. That's where I went until high school.
And then where'd you get your drama training?
Well, I actually started out, interestingly enough, at the Young Conservatory in ACT. At my father's insistence that I get into acting to get in touch with my feelings.
Uh-oh.
And my mom had just died, actually. I was like 12. My dad was a little worried about me, and so he thought if I went into acting, you know, it might help me a little bit. And he put me in a class at the Young Conservatory at ACT, and I was there for 4 years. And I went to college. I went to UCLA, and I trained in New York, and I trained in L.A. But I would say my seminal training is really from as a 14, 15, 16-year-old at ACT.
That was very smart of your dad. My father died when I was 12, and I think if my mother had thought to do that, it would have been a great idea.
Did he really? Wow.
He did.
Well, we're in the same club then.
We are.
We understand each other.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is actress Amy Resnick. Amy, let me read you a quote from one of your co-stars in Collapse, Carrie Paff.
Oh, you've done your research.
She said, Amy's one of the most gifted and present actors I've ever had the pleasure of working with. Anything can happen when you're on stage with Amy, but no matter what it is, you know it's going to be true. She surprises and amazes me on stage. Absolutely right, as far as I'm concerned. The show that I saw the other night, you really were true. I just wanted to slap Susan.
I guess that's... If there's anything I aim for, that's it, is for people to want to slap me. No. is the truth.
Where did you find Susan? Is she someone you know?
You know, she's actually a compilation of people. And I've already told a friend of mine that actually I kind of based myself on her. And she will be seeing the show. And I kind of warned her in advance. And also, I watched a show called Californication. I don't know if you know that show. It's on cable with David Duchovny.
I do.
And there's a character who plays the wife of his agent. She had an affair with Rick Springfield. And I based my voice on her. There was just something that resonated about her, the roadiness in her voice. So it's kind of an amalgamation of a few different people. And my main goal in it, I think, was to not make fun of her in any way or not to judge her in any way because she's so outlandish. And the only way that you can really truly say such outlandish things and get away with it is you have to invest yourself and truly believe everything you're saying. Somebody once just told me, I think it's the best piece of acting advice I ever got, which is say what you mean and mean what you say.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's probably at the base of everything I do. Find some nugget of truth. And then the director let me free. She knew me well enough. She let my craziness and my creativity go a little wild so that I was free to do a lot of the blocking in rehearsal. And I came up with a lot of that stuff, like, you know, the yoga mat that you see and the yoga positions. That was all the stuff that I had improv. And she graciously let it stay. And I think that a lot of how Susan came about was that I was given the freedom to bounce off the walls, so to speak. Because if you don't have somebody bouncing off the walls in that particular play, you've got to somehow keep the suspense going. And the suspense is only going to keep going if you really truly believe that there is a dilemma.
Absolutely.
A dilemma, you know, a life and death dilemma in this silly, crazy world that Al created.
Yeah. It's a very tense play because the character who plays your sister, she's at her wit's end the whole time, too. She's shaking and running around.
They're all at their bottom, I think. They've all hit bottom. And it's interesting because Susan does have that line, which I think is a true nugget of truth within the play, which is that people have a tendency during times of fear and uncertainty to close down, and what is actually required is to open up. And I think I took that as my linchpin, you know? That's kind of where everything came from. What do you do when nothing has worked? When you've come up to the end of every road you've tried, there's no fork in the road, there's no road. You're truly at a dead end in your life, you know? And I think all four characters have gotten to that place where they either have to surrender to it or their life will continue, for lack of a better word, be stuck. Nobody can move on until they're able to open up and let go, which is very cliche, but I thought it a true and interesting point of view that I was able to, like I say, latch on to and be able to play. And the most important thing in humor, which is sort of what people kind of look to Amy Resnick to do, is to bring comedy to a piece. And I always say that the real trick to it is surprise. And so it's like a magician where you're doing this over here with one hand and you've got the other hand doing something else. But the point is for the audience to look at one hand and not see the trick. So that they're absolutely surprised when the humor comes forth. And I think that's what gets people to laugh. It's a painful funny. I think perhaps almost everybody can relate to that.
It is a terrific piece. Say, Amy, what's up for you next?
You know what? I'm auditioning. So, honest to God, I don't know. I'm interested in a couple of projects, but I haven't committed yet. I am filming a new Josh Kornbluth movie called Love and Text, and we just finished that. So that will be coming up.
Excellent. We'll be looking out for it.
So like I say, I'm still kind of juggling a few things. I haven't decided yet.
I got to say, you do a marvelous job in Collapse. Everybody should go see it. And, Amy, thanks for coming on. I really appreciate it.
You're so very welcome.
You break a leg tonight, okay?
Thank you. Thank you for being a fan.
Sure. That's Amy Resnick, everybody. Amy Resnick in Collapse at the Aurora Theater. Well, thank you for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin Sax man Noel Jukes up front, and it's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Comcast Cable Channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends. If you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.
Tax time is almost here, and the United Way has developed a program to help low to moderate income Marin residents with their tax preparation. If your 2010 income was under $49,000, you may be able to take advantage of this free tax preparation service. Both English and Spanish language help is available. Go to earnitkeepitsaveit.org or call 211 to learn how you can get help preparing federal and state tax returns and claim the tax credits you may have earned in 2010. That number again to see if you qualify for free tax preparation is 211, or go to earnitkeepitsaveit.org for more information. And if you know of a nonprofit that would like their announcement read on Radio Sausalito, just have them send it to me at psa@radiosausalito.org.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.